And children, here's today's first question. Listen carefully.
By the way, that was Paula North Fitzroy and Ray in the Bay, who were the first correct texters with the answer. I wonder if Tommy in Western Australia has ever actually heard of this show. Hello, Tommy.
Hello.
What's been happening, Tommy? How are Freo doing?
Oh, don't even. We lost today.
Oh, no. Who did you lose to?
Greater Western Sydney.
Oh. How much by?
Like 20-something points.
Oh, are you still top of the ladder?
Yes, we are still top of the ladder at least.
Okay, but do you have some concerns, Tommy, about what's happened?
It wasn't good to watch.
No, I can imagine not. All right, anything else to report from Tommy Land?
Can I shout out to my nan?
Of course you can.
Hope you feel better then. And yeah, that's all, pretty much.
So is your nan not, what's your nan's name, Tommy?
Pam Beggs.
Pam, if you're listening, we all hope you feel better too. Sounds like you're not feeling so well. And you're very lucky to have such a fabulous grandson who gets on national radio to send you good wishes. Now, Tommy, I don't know how you go with this, but what is the name of Michael Knight's car in the 1980s TV show Knight Rider?
Well, actually, my pop's a bit of a fan of this show, and I've heard him talk about it before.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I've heard it right when he's – is it Kit?
It is Kit, Tommy. Well done. There you are. I thought you would be far too young for that question, but you've done well. It's good to have people in the family who watch the old stuff, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, good one. Okay, the next question is an audio clue question too. I want you to have a listen to the start of this song and tell me what the song is if you can, Tommy. Is that familiar to you at all?
Unfortunately not. I've got no idea.
Well, Tommy, it's good to chat. Don't take the Fremantle loss too personally. I'm sure they'll win again.
Thank you. Have a great night.
All right. See you, Tommy. There is Tommy in WA, I think officially our youngest player of the pop quiz at the moment. I don't have any lines for you, so I won't bother giving you the number right now. Instead, I will talk to Ingrid in Chester Hill. Evening, Ingrid.
Hello. Good morning.
Greetings.
Hello. How are you?
Did you recognise that little snippet of music that I played?
Yes, I have. Yes, it's History Never Repeats by Split Enz.
It absolutely is History Never Repeats by Split Enz. I'll just play a little bit more of it for you.
History never repeats. I tell myself before I go to sleep.
Are you a big Split Enz fan, Ingrid?
Oh, yes, I was and I am still, yep.
Excellent to hear. They're still going strong, aren't they? Doing plenty of touring. People are getting a chance to see them every year or so.
Yes.
Right. Ingrid, question three.
Yes.
Which novel features the characters Catherine Earnshaw, Heathcliff, and Edgar Linton?
I don't know. It's a Bronte book? No, I don't know, I'm afraid.
Thanks, Ingrid.
Okay,
thank you. We'll talk to you another time. I hope Justin in Frankston. Evening, Justin.
Good evening, Suzanne. How are you?
Doing very well, Justin.
Yeah. Can't wait till next weekend.
What's happening next weekend? Do you mean when I'm away? Is that why you can't wait?
No. I'm going to miss you, but it's my birthday next weekend.
Oh, yes, that's right. How old are you going to be?
Dare I say I'm only going to be 39.
No, oh, you're a baby, Justin.
I know.
You enjoy it.
I will. I've already got my birthday presents.
What have you got?
I've got some glow-in-the-dark squishies, like the dumpling squishies. They're the big ones over in America. And yep. I've also got a tackle box and a doona. So that's all from my mum.
That sounds like a good haul there, Justin. Yeah. Now to this question. Harry in the Bay was the first one with the correct answer, closely followed by Bernadette. But the question is this, Justin. Which novel features the characters Cathy Earnshaw, Heathcliff, and Edgar Linton?
To be honest, I don't actually read books, but I'm going to have a guess and say The Sisterhood of the Travelling Pants.
I'm afraid it's not that, Justin.
All right.
I won't be here next weekend to wish you a happy birthday on the day. So happy birthday for next weekend.
Thank you. And you enjoy your holiday too.
Cheers. Thanks, Justin. Just a reminder, I'm off for a couple of weeks and you are going to be having Libby Gore. Elle McFeast herself is going to be your host next week for the next couple of weeks. So I'm sure you are going to have a fabulously fun time with Libby here on Nightlife. Louise in Box Hill.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Louise. Question 3. Which novel features the characters Cathy Earnshaw, Heathcliff, and Edgar Linton?
Wuthering Heights.
Wuthering Heights is the correct answer. Did you see the film that came out, Louise?
No interest. I watched the classic black and white, Laurence Olivier.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, it was a bit strange. I thought I would hate it. I didn't hate it, but yeah, I don't think I'll ever watch it again either. Right, Louise, a question 4. I want you to name the 1971 film that that this is taken from. Have a listen.
New to the ABBA?
New to the Yarra.
Like the old place?
No, I think it's bloody awful.
You don't like the Yarra?
No.
Will you have a drink?
No, I'm toying with this one, thanks.
Or drink it down, or buy another.
Look, I'm flat broke and I can't afford to drink.
What's that going to do with it, man? I said I'd buy you a drink. You don't have to buy me one. Now drink it down.
Louise, what's the 1971 film that that's taken from?
Oh, my goodness. That's so weird. Is it The Italian Job? It sounds a bit like Michael Caine.
It is not The Italian Job, I'm afraid.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks very much, Louise. 1-300-800-222. G'day, Kylie.
Oh, g'day, Suzanne. Enjoy your break. And as another caller said, they're having their birthday. My birthday's next weekend on Monday week, so you on the 13th. So you enjoy your trip over to Vanuatu.
Thank you, Kylie. Well, there's a lot of birthdays clearly going on in the next couple of weeks. So, Kylie, happy birthday in advance to you too.
Thank you very much, dear. I'll be 19 again, plus 50. All good. It's all good. Lovely. And I've got a stack of birthdays. I've had a person who's turned 70 this week, a person who's turning 57, another person who's turning 65 today. There's so many birthdays. So
yeah, and there's America too, Kylie. Turning 250 today.
Oh, today, that's right. Yes, that's right. Yeah.
All right. Did you recognise that audio that I played from a clip?
Really? I don't know. And thank you for the two books which you, Phil, and Dave had sent out too. Thank you.
Oh, did we send you books, Kylie? I didn't even know. No, that was Dave and Phil, was it?
Very kind of them. Very kind of them. Very kind.
They're so kind blokes.
Anyway, you enjoy your break. Was it Ned Kelly? I don't know.
It's not Ned Kelly, no.
Thanks, but Suzanne.
Thanks for ruling that out for us, Kylie. We will talk to you next time too. Trevor in Croydon Park. Greetings, Trevor.
Oh, evening, Suzanne, and happy vacationing in Vanuatu.
Thank you, Trevor. Very kind. Looking forward to being warm. That's going to be nice.
Mm.
Now, did you recognise the film clue?
Yes, and Wake in Fright.
It is Wake in Fright. Not a film I've ever seen. Gosh, it sounds absolutely bizarre. It's a horror film, isn't it?
Well, it's like the horror is in the reality.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you recommend it?
That's curiosity, I suppose. If you're into any film history, it was the great Australian actor Chips, Mr. Norman Gockridge, I think his name was, known as Chips Rafferty, his last film, and Jack Thompson's first.
Uh-huh. So a bit of Australian film history, as you say.
And it was very controversial because it was directed. Britain, I'm not sure by him, but it was directed by a Canadian who therefore did not have any local prejudices.
Mm.
And it got really panned by the critics. It's one of those things become a cult film later because at the time the audience sort of recoiled in horror. That's not us. That's not Australia.
And yet it was. Well, Ray in the Bay says it's a psychological horror.
Yeah. So,
directed by Ted Kotcheff, says Jim in Campbelltown. Yeah. Very interesting. Actually, Trevor, you've just reminded me, I'm not sure how you've reminded me, but tomorrow night Australia's women have made it to the final of the T20 cricket. And tomorrow night from midnight Sydney time, so that'd be 10 in WA and 11:30 in South Australia, we're actually going to be taking it on analog radio. So Nightlife is, this means that the history quiz tomorrow night, you, if you want to be part of it, if you want to listen to it, it's only going to be on the Listen app, digital streaming, channel 25, etc. So analog switching over just when the quiz is starting, unfortunately, although you may very much enjoy the coverage of the cricket, to the T20 Women's World Cup. So just have that in mind tomorrow night if you just go to tune in when it's quiz time, that no, you need to listen to us on the app.
Okay.
Hopefully you will do that, Trevor.
Thanks for your help, Suzanne. I think you've forgotten your own rules. We can't do the two quizzes in the one weekend.
What do you mean? Oh, yes, well, that's true. You can't, that's right, you can't call, but you'll still want to listen, won't you?
Oh, I'd like to, yeah.
Excellent. Okay. I'll give you question five now. We can move this thing along slightly. Who is the director of the new film version of Homer's epic The Odyssey, which is due out in a couple of weeks?
Ooh. I think it's Spielberg.
It is not Spielberg. I'm sorry, Trevor.
I know it stars Matt Damon, but
yeah, not Spielberg. All right, Trevor, okay. I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks, hopefully. Fare thee well. There's Trevor in Croydon Park. Here's Anne-Marie in Dandenong. Hey, Anne-Marie.
Hello, Suzanne. Hi, everyone. And Tommy, thank you for the update regarding Fremantle. I love guys who wear purple, and I'm sorry that they lost. But, good old Freo. I love them.
Who's your team, Anne-Marie?
I'm a Brisbane Lions girl based in Melbourne because I'm a Fitzroy girl. So
bit of everything going on there.
Yeah, so Fitzroy merged with the Brisbane Bears this time 30 years ago and they formed the Brisbane Lions. So that's why people go to me, oh, how is the weather up there? And I'm going, oh, it's all right in Melbourne. Like they all think I'm from Brisbane. And I'm like, no, I'm in Melbourne. I was born and raised in Melbourne.
Now, Anne-Marie, who's the director of the new film version of Homer's epic, The Odyssey, which is due out in a couple of weeks?
I'm glad Trevor got that last question right because I had no clue. Mm. And I had no clue about this one. So I'm just going to pick a director and say Francis Ford Coppola.
It is not Francis Ford Coppola. Thanks, Anne-Marie.
All right. Going to miss you, Suzanne. Thanks. Looking forward to Libby.
Okay. Jim in Campbelltown has the correct answer. So does Libby and Mitch and Ray in the Bay. James in Loxley. Bernadette's got it too. So does Annette in Perth. A few people saying that Wake in Fright is a must watch. I have to pop it on the old list. John in Randwick, you are up, John. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
Yeah, I can't complain. Who's the director of the new film version of Homer's epic, The Odyssey, which is due out in a couple of weeks?
There's two names that come to mind, and I'm going to go with Christopher Nolan.
Christopher Nolan is the correct answer. Well done.
Oh,
yeah. Do you reckon that's something you'll be seeing?
At some stage, maybe not at the big screen, but I'll definitely watch it. Yeah.
Would you like to have a sing-along with us?
The question is, do you want to have a sing-along with me?
Well, I don't do the singing, you do. So the question really is, are you going to sing for us? I reckon you'll probably know this one, John.
Yep.
So when the music stops, you go for it. And look, what I really want is heart and commitment. I'm less concerned about if you stumble over a couple of the words, that's okay, but I want some gusto, some pizzazz. Sure.
Where can you begin to make your dreams all come true on the land or on the sea? Where can you learn to fly, play in sports or skin dive, study oceanography? Sign up for the Big Band or sit in the grandstand when your team and others meet.
In the Navy, you can sail the seven seas.
Go on.
Oh, do you want more?
If you can give me more.
I can say in the Navy and then I don't know the next line after that.
It's, yes, you can put your mind at ease.
That's it.
Well, actually, I can let the village people give us the rest of the answer.
In the Navy, yes, you can sail the seven seas. In the Navy, yes, you can put your mind at ease. In the Navy, come on now, people, make a stand. In the Navy.
Yeah, and we heard the news, John, earlier this week that Victor Willis, who was actually the lead singer of the Village People, had died aged 74. So a piece of music history there. Yeah. Question 7 in our pop quiz tonight. What's the name of the rock musical that made its Broadway debut in 1996 and follows a group of struggling young artists and musicians in New York City's East Village as they navigate love, friendship, poverty, and the HIV/AIDS crisis over the course of a year?
I haven't seen this one, but I think it's Rent.
It is Rent. Nicely done, John. Question 8. I am going to play you three tracks. They're from a classic album from 1991. After you've heard the collection of tracks, I want you to see if you can tell me what the album is. Here we go.
Twisting my melon, man. You know he talks so hip, man. You're twisting my melon, man. I had to crucify some brother today. You gotta say, so come on and say, yeah. Go where you're going. Think what you think, it sounds good to me.
Any ideas on that one, John?
I was 21 that year, so I should know, but sadly, I do not.
That's a shame, John. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Okay. There's John. Who knows what it is? It's funny because Lockie wrote this quiz. And sometimes I look and I go, is this a classic album? I don't think I've ever heard of it. But someone will know it for sure. Could that be you? Perhaps it's Craig at Pelican Waters.
No, young lady, I would not have a clue. Never heard that before in my life.
Oh, dear. You're with me on that. Well, that doesn't – it's not very good, is it? Not very lucky for you.
Too, that's very unusual.
Oh, well, Craig, I'll let you go. Hopefully this won't take too long. Thanks, says Craig in the delightfully named Pelican Waters. Karen from Altona Meadows. Hi, Karen.
Hi, I've got no idea, sorry.
Oh, another one. Thanks.
I know some of the answers tonight. But while I'm on the phone,
yep.
I just watched a fantastic Wimbledon epic, I should say, it's a match between Iga Swiatek and Alexandra Iala. She's a Filipino lady. Oh, she's full of fire, I tell you what. She took it up to the number one, she's about number three or something, number four, Iga Swiatek. And she was just so good, and she's going to win the match. I think, because she won the first set. And with that first set, it was up to the tie break, mind you, on the last game. And because it was 7-6 or 7-7 or something, and they got the tie break, and it kept going up to 15. She lost by 1 point. You should have seen her. She was throwing her arms up in the air and
Do you know what, Karen? I've actually got the Wimbledon on in the studio. So I actually saw, I kept looking up and seeing Swiatek bashing her racket and getting quite cranky. But the Filipino woman that you speak of, Iala, she's the one who defeated Australia's Maya Joint a couple of days ago. And it was Maya Joint, the Australian, who beat Serena Williams in the first round. So
I've been following it pretty good, but not every night.
Yeah.
I have to get some sleep.
I know, Karen, there is so much sport on that I really want to watch when I get home tonight. I'm like, I could probably stay up till 5 a.m. and there's so much, but I can't have to go to bed. It's terrible. All right, but Karen, you don't know what the album is?
No, sorry.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Karen. Yeah. If you know, please give me a call. I'm going to have to tell Lockie that the things he thinks everyone knows, other people are like, no. He had his own experience of the 1990s, I sometimes think. Barbara in Mackay. Hi, Barbara.
Hi.
Hi. Any luck on this one?
I'm sorry, I have no idea.
You and me both.
I've never heard it.
Thanks, Barbara. Now, a few people. Oh, Chris has it. You should give us a call, Chris. Andy's got the right band. Paul in North Fitzroy, you have the correct band but the wrong album. Ropey, that is the correct artist. So far Chris is the only person on the SMS who's got it. I wonder if any of you know what this is. John's on the Hume. Hi, John.
How you going?
Well, do you know what this album is?
Pills and Thrills and Bellyaches.
Pills and Thrills and Bellyaches by?
Happy Mondays.
Yeah, Happy Mondays is correct. Are you a fan?
I used to use it as my sleep music back in the 90s.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they were kind of part of the Manchester scene in the 90s. They will be touring Australia coming up in September.
Very good. I'll have to look it up.
Excellent news. Right. I don't know if this is good or bad, but here it is.
Out! Out! Damned Amanda Roberts' Shakespeare question.
Time for our Shakespeare question. And question 9 is this. Which Shakespearean character's mother is Lady Capulet?
Mother. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know which one's which, so I'm going to leave you to it.
Hey, John, thanks for getting the Happy Mondays.
All right.
Anthony is in Perth. Hi, Anthony.
Good evening, Suzanne.
Greetings to you. Anything interesting to report from your day, Anthony?
Oh, just a lovely night on the Guildford River in Western Perth. Got the fire going. Just about to load a bit more Jarra on. And it's a beautiful, beautiful night tonight. It's meant to be 7 degrees, but it's actually perfect. Sorry, excuse the pun.
Are you camping, are you?
I am, yes.
Right? Have you got a bunch of people you're camping with, or
no? Just by myself. Got my little cask of red wine, my Shiraz, and enjoying listening to all the beautiful people on this this lovely station, and yourself, of course. So yeah, it's all good.
So you're not camping by yourself, Anthony. You've got us all with you there too.
That's right. Yeah. What else do I need, Suzanne? Honestly,
precisely. Although I wouldn't mind being by that fire right now. It sounds very,
it's
very
good.
Nice.
It's really good. It's nice and relaxing. And hey, I could go to Northbridge in the city and kick, you know, have a bit of a dance and a drink. But why? Why? This is what Australia is all about.
Actually, Anthony, you mentioning the fire reminds me. My dad is in town at the moment. I went and had dinner with him last night, and he was telling me he grew up all around regional New South Wales because his dad was a bank manager in the 50s and 60s, and he lived for a while in Bombala, where it gets really cold. And he said that at his school, they actually had literally in the classroom an open fireplace. And my dad said that he actually was the fire monitor and all the kids wanted to be the fire monitor because you're in charge of putting the wood on the fire and obviously you got to be warmer than everybody else. And that just made me think, how many schools would actually have had an open fireplace in the classroom?
Well, I suppose it teaches kids responsibility.
Yeah, but I'm just wondering.
And we don't have enough of that these days. So.
Not enough fires in the classroom, you reckon, Anthony?
Well, not like that. maybe a few bad experiments in science or something like that, which I went through.
Yeah, but I just wonder if anyone else knows, because my dad said that he thought that some other schools that he'd heard of had the pot-bellied stove where you put the wood in, but it wasn't actually an open fire. So I'm wondering, does anybody else know or remember a school where they actually had an open fireplace in a classroom? I reckon that would be very interesting to find out whether that happened anywhere except for Bombala. All right, well, Anthony's by his Jarrah fire, which sounds lovely. Now, the question is this, which Shakespearean character's mother is Lady Capulet?
Oh my gosh, I'm going for two options. I can't remember Macbeth's mother being that, so I'm just going to go for Romeo and Juliet.
It is not Romeo.
Ah, Dratsky.
Keep listening, Anthony. Nice to talk to you.
Okay. Awesome. Have a good night.
You keep enjoying that fire. We have Vando with us. Good evening, Vando.
Hello, Suzanne. I was actually thinking, I know this one. I know for once I've actually got Amanda Roberts's Shakespeare thing right.
Go on.
Well, it was Romeo, so it was Juliet.
Juliet.
The Capulets and the Robertsons or whoever the other one was.
What are they, the Capulets and the...
Oh, I can't think of
it. No, my mind's gone blank too on that one.
I actually just rang up to sing to you.
Go on.
You know, so, no, I'm not going to get points for it. You know, in the Navy, you can sail the seven seas in the Navy. You can do as you please, except when you take orders and you've got to be at sea and you've got to do defence watch, and that's ordinary. Anyway, sorry. Dreadful. You know?
Okay.
What are you going to be? Are you going to take in some French architecture?
I'm not sure. All I've really arranged so far is a volcano and some snorkelling. And a yacht.
Oh, nice. Yeah. A yacht.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's a yacht, you know, like a posh yacht. I think just, you know, a boat on a bit of a trip for the day. But apparently you can go swimming with turtles, and the trip I've booked, we can see some coral reef regeneration, you know, that we can actually see people planting.
Oh, yeah, you know, that's interesting. Yeah, you know, people go, that's looked like a bit of a career path for me not that long. I thought, that'd be awesome. It doesn't pay that well, though.
Did you actually explore the idea, Vando?
Oh, I did think about it. Right. I went to Lady Elliot Island a few years ago. That was the best thing ever. That was one of the best holidays. You know, cause I love a turtle, you know. And anyway, isn't yacht a funny word? Why isn't it spelled Y-A-W-T?
Or just Y-O-T. You don't need the W. Just Y-O-T would be yacht.
I'm trying to fancy it up.
It's fancy enough already. Maybe we need to bring it down.
It's confusing, yatchit. Anyway.
It's like trying to pronounce an Irish name, isn't it, if you've never come across it before?
Oh, Teresa's easy enough, or Colleen, isn't it? Yeah. I know what you mean, like L apostrophe. Well, they're trying to be Italian in Ireland, aren't they?
Like, you know, Neve and those kind of things, which are never spelt anything like, well, you know, N-I-A-M-H.
Yeah, or Seamus, you think Seamus? What's that?
Yes.
That sounds wrong. I sure wish I hadn't even said it. I'm sorry.
Right, Vando. You're a bit more out of control than normal tonight, I think, Vando.
I don't know why. I'll tell you why. I had a pretty good sleep today.
The Montagues were the other family in Romeo and Juliet. Thank you to all those texters. Oh, quite a few people also had the open fireplace in the classroom. I'll have to come back to those.
Yep. I've worked in Bombala. It is cold. It's cold for about, there's only a few days it's not.
Mm.
You know, it's about 13 days it's not cold. And then it's just hot, you know. Bombala.
Yeah. Now, Julie in Perth said, when my mum was at school in Hobart, Tasmania in the 30s and 40s, there were open fires in the classroom. Jane in WA said, all my years at primary school in the 60s, there was an open fire in each classroom. Yes, we had them at York Primary School in the 60s and 70s. We loved them. An old school in Ferndale, Victoria, that has an open fire. The old school had a pony paddock because most kids ride to school, but it closed in the 1980s. Yep, Rockingham, I'm in WA. We had open fires in the primary school classrooms in the 50s and 60s. See, I thought this was very strange when my dad said this to me, but obviously it was happening all over the country, Vando.
Well, when did you go to school? Probably the 90s or something, Suzanne.
The 80s. My last year was 91.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're only a couple of years younger than me.
Yeah, Gen X's, Vando. We rock, yeah, right?
We yeah, pretty well. Yeah. Oh, I remember doing. Yeah, having, I remember lying under a ramp for a fella with a sissy bar to do a jump over me, not even a proper BMX, you know. Well.
Now, Jude, who's just texted me in, yes, that is absolutely the plan, Jude. I'm not going to tell anybody what that's about because it's not confirmed yet, but absolutely, Jude, that is, it's on the list. Now, let's go to, we're only at question 10, Vanda. I've been chatting a bit too much, hey?
Oh, I suppose.
All right, here we go.
I'm Tony, and here is my classical music question for tonight.
And while I'm at it, a wonderful thanks to Tony, who is one of our listeners who loves classical music and who actually writes us these classical music questions, making a wonderful contribution to the show. So that is very much appreciated. Now, Vando, I'm going to play you a piece of music called the Trisht Trasht Polka, which was first performed in a concert in Vienna in 1858. I just want you to tell me who composed it. Who composed it, Vando?
Oh, I'm actually getting around on my tippy toes right now. And you normally separate Amanda Roberts and Tony. And fantastic job, both of you. I had a guest, Tchaikovsky. Otherwise, I'm gonna bid you adieu.
Well, do that. But this is quite good. One Wag says that tonight the Shakespeare question was the Vando got it Shakespeare question.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, very Vando nice. Got All right, Vando, keep up the good mood.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm about. You've seen me on a dance floor, evidently.
Bye. There's Vando. Mark in Port Pirie. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, I'm a Sam. And why this, Sam? Bit disappointed about the soccer woes.
Oh, so disappointing.
Yeah, so that was so close, but they just couldn't do anything in the penalty shootout.
Did you get up and watch it, Mark?
And no, I watched the highlights later on.
Yeah.
And yeah, I couldn't believe that. But it doesn't matter if we did win, because if we did, guess team we would have had to play.
Yeah, it would have been Argentina.
And we would have no chance beating them.
Well, as it turned out, we didn't really have much of a chance beating Egypt either.
Yeah, they won the World Cup 3 times.
Yeah. Well, they won it. Remember last World Cup, they beat us in the round of 16 and then went on to win.
Yeah. So, and I can't see Egypt. I can't see Egypt beating them.
I mean, I'd kind of like it. I like an upset in the World Cup, don't you?
It would be good, but I can't see it.
I mean, Cabo Verde nearly got there. Anyway, Mark, I'm going to play this piece of music again. We're looking for the composer. It was not Tchaikovsky. The audience obviously liked it. Mark, who composed it?
Yeah, well, I'm not really into classical music. I'll just have a guess. Is it Chopin?
It is not Chopin. Sorry, Mark.
I came in.
Okay. Hey, we'll talk to you next time, Mark. Joni. Hi, Joni.
Hi, Suzanne. Look, can I make a quick comment on the World Cup before I try to answer this question?
Go on.
Why can't FIFA crack down on diving? I don't understand. Everyone knows they're faking it, like the whole world. What's the point? I don't understand. Like, why can't they do something about it?
It does seem a bit silly, doesn't it? It's like they all go to drama school as part of their soccer training. And, I don't get it either.
Like, last night, it's one thing to lose. Mm. That's fine. But Egypt behaved so shamefully, it was embarrassing. Like, they brought shame on their country. They really did. It was just so, like, ridiculous. I just couldn't believe it. I was like, wow, you guys suck. Like, you're bad at this sport. Like, this is so embarrassing for you. You know, it's just awful.
All right.
Anyway.
Joni, you've let it out. let's move on now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Who composed that piece of music that I just played?
Oh, I don't know. So what have we ruled out?
Chopin and Tchaikovsky.
Dvorak.
No, not Dvorak. Farewell, Joni.
See you.
No, we have Sam in Harvey. Hey, Sam.
Morning, Suzanne. How are you?
Sam, who composed that piece of music? Do you want to hear it again?
Yes, please.
Okay. Who composed it, Sam?
Would it be Beethoven?
It's not the big Beethoven either. Thanks, Sam.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. It might be Eric time. Just to mention that Wendy has it. Baronia in Adelaide has it. Bernadette said, wow, Shakespeare and classical music together. That's my hard montage. Jane in Homebush has the answer. Oh. A picture from Jan of, is this the fireplace in your grade six class? Oh, Heidelberg Primary School also had an open fire. Wonderful. It's really quite common. Ray in the Bay, yes, you had the correct answer. So do you, Robert and David and Singleton and Ed. Right. Eric.
Okay. I just want to know, what was the Shakespeare question again? The answer, I missed it.
Okay. Which Shakespeare's character is Lady Capulet?
Oh, that'd be Juliet, was it? Or?
It was Juliet. But who composed the piece of music?
A yacht's a Dutch word. Now, this one, I'm not sure. It would have to be Austrian. And going by the 1850s, that's too late for Beethoven and Mozart. I'd say Schubert.
I'm afraid it is not Schubert either, Eric.
Thanks anyway. Bye.
Okay, bye. Dave in St. Arnold.
G'day, Suzanne. How
G'day,
are you
G'day, Dave. I'm all right. What's happening in St. Arnold?
Oh, look, not a lot tonight. It's nice and quiet. It's fantastic.
Excellent.
I don't mind a quiet night in St. Arnold.
Do you know who it was that composed that piece that we've been playing? It was called Trish Trash Poker.
Yeah, well, just going with Austrian and about the time frame, I'm going to guess Strauss.
Well done. It is Johann Strauss. Excellent. All right, there we are. Shakespeare and the classical music question are done. Question 11. Which actress won the Academy Award for Best Actress for her role in The Hours and was Oscar nominated for Moulin Rouge, Rabbit Hole, Lion and Being the Ricardos?
No idea. I'm going to say Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman is correct, Dave.
Oh, yeah.
Well done. Okay, we're going to have another sing-along. Freya has been looking forward to seeing how everyone's going to go with this one.
Oh, so, good on her.
If you know it, take it up when the music shouts and stops and give it a bit of gusto. You held me down, but I got up. Get ready, because I've had enough. I see it all, I see it now.
Fire, dancing through the fire, 'cause I am.
you're gonna hear me roar. Okay.
So, okay. I like that.
That's about all I can do.
No, that's, as I said before, you know, maybe what you're lacking in lyrics, you make up for with gusto. So I'm going to pay it. And you're gonna hear me roar louder, louder than a lion, cause I am a champion. And you're gonna hear me roar. It's kind of a pity we didn't get that question to Freya, because I think Freya was having a real sing and dance out there in the producer's booth for that one. Now, Tom said lots of schools also had incinerators in the playground back in the day.
We had one.
All right. Tom says...
I was at a little school out near Ballarat, Millbrook Primary School, and we had an incinerator out in the playground.
Oh.
And I just heard when you said you finished school in 91, I'm exactly the same vintage. So, in our lifetime. Yeah.
Yeah, Tom said it was our job to light the incinerator in grade 6. Imagine doing the risk assessment on that today. And then Julie says, my twin sister and I were briquette monitors helping our school caretaker load briquettes of coal into the massive open fire to heat the classrooms. No health and safety, no HR back in the 60s. Wow.
My old next door neighbour, they used to cut the wood in that for the fire. So they'd actually go out there with the axe and split the wood for the open fire in the classroom.
Oh my goodness!
But he was a lot older. Obviously, he was
Wow.
Yeah, health and safety was a whole different concept, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm kind of shocked that it seems this was so common, and I just never heard of it. So anyway, now I know. Right.
So a real quick one, Suzanne. Real quick. I know there's a fire station in Melbourne, and they actually had an open fire. And one night, they're all sitting around. They got a call. They went out. When they got back from the call, they found one of the big logs that actually rolled out the fire was burning in the middle of the lounge room. Didn't do much damage, but it put the wind up them. So,
I wonder if that was the same fire station that has one of the remaining poles. Remember, we were talking about the history of fire a few weeks ago on the history quiz on a Sunday night. Yeah.
Oh my gosh! I wish I'd known that one. Oh my god. Mm. Well, that fire station actually has a pole, but it's non-operational. It's got a wooden pole at Ascot Vale.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
A ripping station built 1927. Beautiful. Yeah, still used. So.
But not the pole, you reckon? Because I hear there's three poles that are still in use, three or four.
Yeah. Yeah. In Melbourne, there's three that are in at number one station. This one at number at Ascot Vale is it's kind of boarded. It's got a perspex thing at the top of the pole well, so you can't go down it. Yeah.
Right. Mm. Now, Neil in Essendon says at his school, the school incinerator was placed between the boys and the girls' playground area.
Oh, gosh.
Right, question 13. Yep. Dave, post-punk band Public Image Limited has been headed up by lead singer Johnny Lydon since 1978. They'll be touring Australia in January next year. But what other famous band did John Lydon front earlier in his career?
I think it was Sex Pistols.
It was Sex Pistols. And his stage name with the Sex Pistols was?
Johnny Rotten.
Johnny Rotten is correct. Nicely done, yep. Dave. Question 14, which 70s and 80s TV show had this theme music? What TV show was that, Dave?
The Sullivans.
Yeah, it was The Sullivans. Now, a bit earlier when Karen was on, she was just talking to us about the tennis match that she was watching between Ayala and Swiatek, and Ayala's the 29th seed from the Philippines and Swiatek is the third seed. That match has just finished and Ayala has won it, so she's massive upset.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, she's crying. She's very, very emotional. That must be the best she's ever done. Yeah, she looks extremely happy. So
I reckon I'd be emotional if I got up there at Wimbledon and just returned one serve.
Yeah, I'd be emotional if I stepped on the court with a crowd in front of me. Yeah. I mean, I get emotional watching other people do it. Just watching her cry, I'm tearing up. Anyway, question 15. We have an art question for you, Dave. Which Dutch artist painted Girl with a Pearl Earring, a work that's sometimes called the Mona Lisa of the North?
I'm thinking of Vermeer de Gaar.
Vermeer is correct. Yeah. Yep. Johannes Vermeer. Okay, I have a bad guy coming your way. All right, tonight's bad guy was a vampire called David. Have a listen to him and tell me the name of the 1987 film that he's from.
Yes, first. You don't like rice? Tell me, Michael, how could a billion Chinese people be wrong? Come on. How are those maggots? Maggots, Michael. You're eating maggots. How do they taste?
I'm just thinking vampires in the 80s. I'm going to say The Lost Boys.
The Lost Boys is correct. Well done, Dave. You have got a bit of a run going on here, Dave.
It's happening. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, that's 5 for you. Ooh, halfway, cool. Halfway to a black magnet.
Oh, yeah. That's jinx. That's jinx me, but that's all right.
You answer the rest and solve the half montage in one go, and you're there.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's going to happen.
Question 17. Sorry. What was the name of the Madonna album which had a cover of her controversially wearing a boy toy belt?
A what belt? A
boy toy belt. It had the words boy toy on it.
Oh, okay. Look, I've got no idea. I'm just going to pull one out of my hat and say Vogue.
It's not Vogue.
Thank you very much.
You came undone on a Madonna question there, David. Hey, that was an excellent run.
Because you mentioned a magnet. That's why. I'm going to blame you.
Fine. See you, Dave.
Good on you. Thank you. Bye.
Tanya says our school also had the incinerator between the boys and the girls' playground. Sounds like this was a common feature. So we'd hang around there to talk to the boys. Says Tanya. Yes, Eric, that is the correct Madonna album where she was wearing the boy toy belt. Pandora from Sapphire Beach. Hi, Pandora. Hi.
How are you?
Pandora, can you tell me the name of the Madonna album that had a cover of her wearing the boy toy belt?
I actually ran from Pills, Thrills and Bellyaches, but there you go. That was a while ago. I'm just
going to
guess Erotica.
You think it might be Erotica, wouldn't you? But it was not Erotica.
Okay. Thanks
Pandora. I reckon one of the lesser-known early Madonna albums, that one. Dan in the Caves. Hi, Dan.
How you going? We had an incinerator at the school. It was near where you park your bikes. So... Yeah,
I loved how not even far away from the kids. All these incinerators are kind of right in the playground.
Yeah, but I don't think the Happy Mondays was the classic album, but they there was a good show on ABC, and their producer signed the contract in blood.
Oh,
yeah. So,
oh my God, why?
Well, because. They thought he was going to screw him over, and he said, I'll sign this contract in blood, and that was the contract. It was signed in blood.
So. Wow.
Yeah, so he said, no, I'm with you. And so he pricked his finger or slit his finger or whatever and signed in blood. And he said, I will never take royalties off you. And, yeah, that's the, yeah, so, yeah, he's Macabre producer. So,
yeah. Now, Dan, can you help me with this? What was the name of the Madonna album which had a cover of her wearing a boy toy belt?
Would it be, I'm just trying to think, no, I've got no idea, to be honest.
Thanks, Dan. Jim, has it, Karen and Mullumbimby also knows this one. Just bobsled says, yesterday's incinerator flirts are today's old flames. So true, bobsled. Red's got it. Annette in Perth has the answer to this one. I need a few more of you on the lines. 1-300-800-222. Hi, Peter at Yamina Beach.
Hi, how are you going, Suzanne?
Peter, I want the Madonna album that had a cover of her wearing a boy toy belt.
I know nothing about Madonna at all. I know a song which was Material Girl.
Is that your guess?
That's my guess.
It is not Material Girl.
Okay.
Thanks, Peter.
An incinerator story, but thank you.
Oh, no, go on, tell me an incinerator story, quickly.
Okay, well, we used to have an incinerator between the junior part, when you went to year six, it was like two parts of the school. This was Abbotsford in Sydney, and, yeah, the incinerator used to be there. And we used to dare each other to touch the side of the incinerator, but we'd all gather around it because it was so warm. And eventually they had to put up a chain wire fence around it. But, yes, that's my
Oh, my goodness. Peter, thank you very much. Nightlife, as we are into our final hour together, we have to answer one more question and then I'll launch this week's hard montage, and whoever gets all of the answers or the final answer for the hard montage will be our winner. This question is, what was the name of the Madonna album which had a cover of her wearing a boy toy belt? Mary says, what even is a boy toy belt? It sounds obscene. I mean, it was literally, Mary, just a belt that said boy toy. When I had my 80s themed 50th a couple of years ago, I actually ordered a boy toy belt because that was my costume, was Madonna's Like a Virgin outfit. Oh my God, I just gave the name of the answer. Well, Wayne, you had it right. Well, I'll just move on and do the hard montage with whoever's next now that I've gone and answered my own question. Hello, Keith in Sippy Downs.
Oh, good evening, Suzanne.
Did you know the answer anyway before I just said it?
It just so happens I did. I'm 84 and I'm half blind anyway, but I did know the answer. But I'm more into Strauss and Shakespeare than that.
Oh, dear. Actually, I've just got a couple more texts to read about the incinerators. This was here from Sarah. Princes Hill Central North School, North Carlton, had an open fire in the early 50s. The Year 7 girls were safety monitors when the weather was wet and the teacher went to morning tea. There was never an incident. I used to dip my paper straw in my bottle of milk, singe the end, and pretend to smoke. There you go. Sarah looked cool. Right.
But I'm sorry about that because I went to an all-boys school and we didn't have an incinerator.
Oh, well, it sounds like you're the exception by the sound of it.
Oh, well, I've been out here for 44 years, but I spent my first 40 years in the UK.
Yeah. Right. Well, Keith, you ready for the hard montage?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, tonight's hard montage is, Keith, themed around things that are new. So I want you to have a listen to this little montage and then tell me four things that are new. Okay, Keith, four things that are new.
I'm afraid I didn't know any of them, but thank you for a good program, Suzanne.
Thanks, Keith. Let's have a new caller. Let's talk to Nicholas in Earlwood. Hi, Nicholas. It's been a while, Nicholas.
Good morning. Yes, it has been a while. Look, the only thing I can tell you about that montage is that the second track is sounds like the Pet Shop Boys, and the third track is In Excess. But beyond that, I really don't know the lyrics to the songs well enough to give you the answer. But with regards to Incinerators, I went to Canterbury in Sydney during my primary school years between 72 and 75. And we had a huge incinerator in the corner of the schoolyard, which was largely black asphalt. And my memories of the primary school, there's memories embedded of burnt eucalypt leaves and twigs from falling, twigs from trees and scraps of paper.
Oh, wow.
Fond memories, though.
Yeah. What, had they ended up in the incinerator and then kind of blown out?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, it has a kind of Wagnerian landscape of smoke and black asphalt.
Yeah.
Very eerie.
Well, now, this is what I've learned tonight, that all the people who are at school in the kind of, well, I mean, even you in the early 70s there, everyone had these incinerators that I don't remember at all. Nicholas, thank you.
Okay, thanks.
All right, good to talk to you. Now, a couple of people have it. Yeah, Lainey, that is the answer. Fuzz in Central Vic, yes, 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 yes. Tracy, yes. Someone else, Ant in Mitcham, 1, 2, 3. You're missing the fourth one, Ant. Tom, yep, you've got it too. Okay, let's see who on the phones might know if they can solve this montage. Matt in Perth.
Good evening.
Good evening. Now, do you want to hear the montage again or do you reckon you've got it?
I reckon I've got three. Can I hear it again?
You can hear it again. Okay, lay it on me, Matt. What is new?
I have the first three, I reckon. We've got New Kids on the Block.
Yes, we've got the New Kids on the Block.
The New Bohemia by the Pet Shop Boys. Thank you for the last caller.
Not correct.
Not correct. Okay, New Sensation by In Excess.
Is correct.
And I do not know the fourth.
Okay, so New Kids on the Block and New Sensation. Thanks, Matt. All right, Matt can be the shoulders for somebody else to stand on. John in Parramatta. Hi, John.
There's a new groove in the neighbourhood. Rock Melons.
There is a new groove in the neighbourhood. What's the second one?
New Order.
New Order is correct. This makes you the winner. All right, just bear with me for a sec, John, while I go through the answers. The first track was The New Kids on the Block, and the song is The Right Stuff. The second track was True Faith by New Order. Then we had In Excess with New Sensation. Gotta hold on, new sensation, new sensation. And as John said, the final track is The Rock Melons with A New Groove. John, which of those four tracks would you like to hear in full?
All four. No, just how about New Groove without Benny Hines? Thank you very much.
The Rock Melons and New Groove. John, you are our winner. Congratulations. Stay on the line. Have a chat with the fabulous Freya and we will get your fridge magnet out to you. Here are the Rock Melons with New Groove.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.